USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Early detection allows for early treatment and better outcomes. Seems like a pretty common sense approach to me. Yet this is not how we've attacked COVID.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, during a hearing on Capitol Hill discussing early treatment options, Johnson continues,
"With effective early treatment, fewer people will get seriously ill and fewer people will die."
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the need for more coronavirus stimulus is obvious. The Democrats saying Republicans are refusing to budge in talks for a new package to help the economy.
There are glaring needs in the country, and we need to work across party lines to pass legislation to meet those needs. That's the only way to get legislation passed.
Schumer saying the Republican proposals are too weak and will not provide enough assistance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is calling for the arms sale to the UAE to go through.
A significant competition for influence in the Middle East is underway, and China and Russia will be more than happy to meet the demand for advanced capabilities if the U.S. simply takes our ball and goes home.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor says the proposed arms sale is backed by Israeli officials. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is looking for the Food and Drug Administration to act quickly on approving a coronavirus vaccine.
Moderna and Pfizer are looking like they're just that, and we're hoping for FDA emergency use authorization in short order.
A committee will meet Thursday to review the vaccine from the drug maker Pfizer. McEnany continues by saying there are plenty of doses coming.
We have six vaccines in phase three clinical trial. Two have approached that 94-95% efficacy, but others are on the way.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As coronavirus restrictions and lockdowns continue across parts of the country, Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame is not happy regarding the patchwork approach to the coronavirus pandemic restrictions across the United States. O'Leary telling CNBC,
"How is it possible when I've spent $60,000, $80,000 on the back of the restaurant and the front of the restaurant to provide the seats and the heaters, complied with the city ordinance, and right across the street is a big box retailer with food services, vending machines, and open service courts inside the store. You're telling me the viral load in the outside of my restaurant is higher than the viral load inside of the big box, which is enclosed?"
People across the country are mourning the loss of an American legend.
The first man to break the sound barrier has passed away. General Chuck Yeager passed away Monday evening, according to his wife. Yeager, a World War II fighter pilot, broke the sound barrier in 1947, piloting the Bell X-1 rocket at 700 miles an hour. He would continue to fly through the Vietnam War and would command a number of fighter squadrons and wings. During his 33-year active duty career, he was awarded a Bronze Star, a Silver Star, the Purple Heart, and the Legion of Merit, among many other awards. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. General Chuck Yeager was 97. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.